person, chosen by many, chosen by plenty, chosen by any man or woman that can't understand the topic that's known and
go by the nose.
Flock and clock the topic as I drop my hook and get a bite. The reason I'm fishing for a new religion is my church makes me fall asleep. They're praising the God that watches you weep and doesn't want you to do a damn thing about it. When they want change, the preacher says shout it. Does shout bring about change? I doubt it. All shout does is make you lose your voice. So on the dock, I sit in silence, staring at a sea that's full of violence. Scared to put my line in that water, cause it seems like no religion's in there. Naively so, I give it another go, sitting in church, hearing legitimate words. Pastor tells the lady it'll be alright, just pray so you can see the pearly gates so white. The lady prays and 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 prays. It's everlasting, there's nothing wrong with praying, it's what she's asking. She's asking the Lord to let it go, so one day she can see the golden ropes. What you pray for, God will give, to be able to cope in this world we live. The word cope and the word change is directly opposite, not the same. She should have been praying to change her woes, but pastor said pray to cope with those. The government's happy with most Baptist churches, cause we don't do a damn thing to try to nurture brothers and sisters on a revolution. Baptist teachers dying is the only solution. Passiveness causes others to pass us by. I throw my line until I made my decision. Until then, I'm still fishing for religion.